Okay, Ion, I'm just looking at the Drudge Report, and it shows the executives of BP leaving or going to the wherever the meeting was, and they go, 20-minute meeting, double duty and tarot bang. That means exclamation mark and question mark. 20-minute meeting. Ion, give us the exclusive. What went on? Here's the Ion Sawyer inside. What went on that 20-minute meeting?
Oh, that's easy. Boys, y'all got to get this mess up. We've got all the media footage that we can stand out of this. We've got to get this thing under control so that the humans can get back into the business of burning that gas in their cars rather than trying to burn it in the Gulf, which is what the new decision is to try to burn the oil out of the ocean.
And one of the BP executives probably said, well, we have a statement from Ion. We've been eavesdropping on Bob and Carol in their private session. We got all these details. And they discovered that Exxon Valdez, the part where the spill happened up in Alaska, actually was better than the parts that we tried to clean up. So shouldn't we, Mr. Obama, just leave it there?
You're acting like that this foreign... You've acted like that Dow Chemical created this nasty problem and set it out to poison everybody, and there we go.
Yeah, so the alibi of BP was to say, well, look, according to Ion, he's the real word that makes the market today. He says it's okay that we spilled it. We need to spill more oil.
Well, but now that everybody's come to that conclusion, the news is this red hot second that the oil stopped.
Oh. It stopped? That's just
it's
happened?
It's all done. You're happening.
Happening.
Who forced that statement out? Obama or the BP or the CIA or you and I?
It was a 20-minute meeting, wasn't it?
22 minutes, probably.
Oh, sorry. 22-minute meeting.
So is that a red herring that it stopped? Will it start again, Ion?
Oh, well, it's up to the human creators. They want it flowing up the Mississippi so everybody has equal access. So
maybe we've had enough. But just to go back, Bob's statement about the Valdez, apparently there are microbiologists who are reporting that areas of oil spill where they couldn't get to it with their chemical treatment to clean up the oil, the areas that were not chemically treated recovered much, much, much faster than the areas that were chemically treated. So, I mean, it's...
Relax and allow. It's always relax and allow. Do not take no action.
Well, I mean, you're acting like that it's some poison, but it's not poison because what it is it's natural. It's organic, for goodness sake. All the guy
right.
Do is put an organic sticker on it and the health food nuts will eat the crap.
And the other thing that Ion's been saying that would work to help sop it up if you want to keep it off the shores and the beaches is hay. Lots of hay will attract the oil and you can gather it up. But
the sugar in the hay attaches to the oil.
Mm.
But no problem. The only problem it is these propellants that they're spraying in it so that the oil falls out mm-hmm. of solution. That's the dangerous stuff. If they just leave it alone, it'd be just fine and they'd grow shrimp the size of catfish.
So did they make it? They made it appear that Obama finally brought them in to head the meeting, and Obama we restore our bondage to Obama by Obama being able to claim that he stopped it.
It's about, of course, Bob. That's what it's all about. And then they had to come to recollection of the $20 billion they had to set aside to pay for damages for people that couldn't sell snow cones by the seashore.
Well, Sandra from Georgia says this in a message. Gratitude to all of you. Love the show. I've noticed many claims that the oil gushing into the Gulf is not only oil, but the result of BP drilling into a mud volcano under the Gulf floor, and that more than just oil is spewing from that hole. Is that true?
Well, you blipped out
spewing.
From the part. Read the part about what spewing.
Read it again.
It says, but the result of BP drilling into a mud volcano under the Gulf floor, and that more than just oil is spewing from that hole. Is that true? Is there some other stuff coming other than oil?
Yeah, there's all kinds of gas. Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah. All kinds of sulfuric acid. There's just all kinds of stuff spewing through. what you drill into the crust of the earth.
Yeah, because when you get an oil gusher, that's just crude oil, and the crudeness is other contaminants, and that's why they have to put it into a refinery.
Right, yeah. Why they have to have titanium fittings, because it eats away at whatever metal they're running it through.
Yeah, but Greenbrot says there's a mud volcano. Is there such a thing as a mud volcano in the Gulf
Sure,
Florida?
Bob, you've named it, so there very well must be one.
Thanks a lot, Greenbrot.
Everything that's got a name got named because you attach, human creators attached a name to it. So you're asking if it is. Well, you've got to the point you can identify it, so it very well must be. Sorry, human creators got a hold of it. The oil's running again.
No. It just lasted the 22 minutes for the time of the meeting.
The crisis is over. We're back into flow.
You're back into the Texas Sea.
So the power of humans to evoke oil happened again. So they evoked the false premise of oil as a separate substance and put it in their box and let it flow.
Well, it's not in the false premise. It's really oil. But now they wanted the human creators who were now bitching because there's so much oil and it's killing everything and blah, 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 blah. That didn't usurp the evoking of I want oil, I want oil, I want oil, I want oil. That's sort of like global warming turns into the coldest winter ever.
I don't think we finished. So what was said in that 22-minute meeting? Just Obama read them the Riot Act?
Well, they had to come up with money checks to cover the people who aren't going to sell snow cones by the seashore.
And so BP gave Obama some money?
$20 billion.
Will that be announced?
Oh, yeah. It already is.
Oh, okay. So they paid a fine. And
well, they set the money aside for relief of those who had lost their livelihood.
Is that hurt the BP treasury coffers?
Well, especially since that now their stock is in the toilet because of all this issue. They're afraid that BP won't have enough money, so everybody's running for the hills. Yes, Bob, it will have a radical effect because they won't have the money checks because it's the American people in the world buying BP oil that gave them the money that they're fighting to try to keep anyway.
All right. So how is the CEO, I think I can come up with his name, the CEO of BP.
To pull that up right now, Bob. And apparently,
yeah,
it says
no whoever he is, the CEO, what is he thinking right now? How does he feel?
How good a Xanax would be right about now.
And about a year ago, he was pretty confident in his reality.
He was a cocky, powerful creator, raking in more money than you could stuff a pig in a poke with.
This shows you, it doesn't last long. It's exactly like the show 24, which has finished its final season, eighth season this year. But the puffery of these bureaucrats that would come into the counterterrorism unit or into the White House as president, they'd last about 3 minutes in joy, then be in hell for an hour or two, and then leave. I mean, the puffery of these temporary power people, that's a very good iconic image for what Mr. BP is doing now, Mr. CEO.
He's Chairman Carl Henrik Svanberg. It's Chairman Carl Henrik Svanberg. That's who the chairman is.
So he's a German?
It doesn't say where he's from, but that's his name.
Is he a German, Ion?
Yeah.